Hello, this is Medium Laura Evans, and welcome to my podcast. Today, we will be covering personal boundaries. How do you know if your personal boundaries are weak? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, do you have a hard time standing up for yourself? Do you keep agreeing to do things that you really don't want to do? Do you tolerate rude comments or pushy people because you just can't handle the conflict? Do you take things just a little too personally? If you've answered yes to any of those questions, then you have weak boundaries. Life coach Cheryl Richardson says that keeping stronger boundaries is the number one way for most people to improve their lives. She's going to show you how to stand up for yourself and rid yourself from the disease to please. There's always guilt in setting personal boundaries, but you need to overcome this, and we will discuss this later on in the podcast. The first step in learning to set boundaries is self-awareness. For example, you need to pay close attention in the situations where you seem to lose a lot of energy, or you feel a knot in your stomach, or you feel like you just want to cry. You need to identify where you need more space, self-respect, energy, or personal power. This is the first step. Another way to identify your boundaries is by completing these sentences with at least 10 examples. The first sentence, people may not. You might want to get a pen and paper so you can work along with me. Here are some examples. People may not go through my personal belongings, criticize me, make comments about my age, my weight, or anything. Take their anger out on me. Humiliate me in front of other people. Tell off-color or racist jokes, especially in my company. Invade my personal space. Number two, I have the right to ask for privacy. A new hairstyle from my old stylist. Peace and quiet while getting a massage or while meditating. Help around the house. Help with anything. More information before I make a purchase. I have the right to ask for quiet time for myself. You can also use these when you're setting boundaries with spirit. I have the right to ask for my private time. I have the right to ask for the time to be off duty and not hear spirit. Number three. To protect my time and energy, it is okay for me to turn the ringer off on my phone, take my time returning calls or emails. It is okay to change my mind. It is okay to bow out of a volunteer activity, cancel a commitment when I'm not feeling well, reserve a place in my home that is off limits to other people. And this includes spirits. Start by setting simple but firm boundaries with a graceful or neutral tone. This will feel very uncomfortable at first, but as you take care of yourself, the personal power you gain will make it a lot easier. Be sure to have support in place before and after you have a conversation with someone who might be breaking your personal boundaries. If you can't find support from family or friends, you may also do this online, especially with our group, Free Psychic Development. You should be able to vent any strong emotions with your partner before having your boundary conversation. So if you've got something on your mind already, make sure to clear that before you start setting your boundaries and discussing it with them. Use simple and direct language. To set a personal boundary with an angry person, you can say, "You may not yell at me. If you continue, I will leave the room." To set a boundary with a personal phone call at work, you can say, "I've decided to take all personal calls in the evenings in order to open up my day and do my work. I will call you later." To say no to extra commitments. "Although this organization is very important to me, I'm sorry, but I have to decline your request for volunteer help right now. I need to honor my family's needs." To set a boundary with someone who is critical. It's not okay with me that you comment on my weight. I'm going to ask you to stop. To buy yourself time when making tough decisions, you can say, I'll have to sleep on that. I have a policy of not making decisions right away. I'll get back to you. To back out of a commitment. I know that I agreed to head up our fundraising effort, but after reviewing my schedule, I now realize that I won't be able to give it my time or my best effort. And I'd really like to do this, but I can help you find a replacement by the end of the week. To set a boundary with an adult child who borrows money. I won't be lending you money anymore. I love you very much, and you need to take responsibility for yourself. When setting personal boundaries, there is no need to defend, debate, or over-explain your feelings. Be firm, gracious, and direct. When faced with resistance, just repeat your statement. Don't go into a quabble or a debate or any anger feelings. Try and stay as neutral or as gracious as possible. Back up your boundary with action. If you say you're going to leave the room, leave the room. Stay strong. If you give in, you invite people to ignore your needs and your boundaries. One of the reasons that people take things so personally is because they have weak internal boundaries. An internal boundary is like an invisible shield that prevents you from taking in a comment without actually checking it out first. So, for example, when someone accuses you of being arrogant, stop for a minute and consider the statement before you take it in and feel threatened or feel bothered by it. When you use this internal shield, especially with difficult people like an ex-spouse or a critical parent, it can give you time to ask yourself the following three questions. How much of this is true about me? How much of this is really about the other person? And what do I need to do, if anything, to regain my personal power or stand up for myself? The last question is very important. Too often people neglect to stand up for themselves by avoiding confrontation and end up weakening their internal shields, making it harder to set these boundaries at all. So if someone offends you, it may be necessary for you to let them know in order to protect and strengthen your internal boundaries. So if someone says that I'm being arrogant, I will go through this. How much of this is true? Well, I don't feel I'm being arrogant. I just feel that I'm being confident. How much of it is true about the other person? Well, a person that calls me arrogant is probably feeling the same way about themselves. They say what you dislike in others is also within you. And three, what do I need to do to protect my personal boundary or personal power if somebody calls me arrogant? In this situation, I would state the facts. I would say, I'm not being arrogant. I'm just trying to put my point across in the best way that I know how. Is guilt standing in your way of saying no to the things that you don't want to do? You have to be ready to make tough choices and change your lifestyle. Cheryl Richardson says that guilt is the most common obstacle of taking care of yourself. You may feel guilty by taking yourself personally, by doing things for yourself, and that's absolutely normal. To overcome this guilt, you must face it head on and see it as a sign that you're on the right track. I don't know anybody who doesn't feel guilty about saying no. It's something that's programmed into us when we're young children. Don't say no to me. So we must understand that saying no needs to be said at certain times and stand firm with it. If you tell somebody no, you're not going to the garden party, and they call you 12 times to ask you to change your mind, stay firm. Don't answer the other 11 calls. You've already said your answer. Overcoming resistance. Tell people your priorities have changed and that you're taking care of your own needs. If you feel your own resistance to focusing on yourself, remember that when you put yourself first, you are then fully available to others without resentment or anger. My guides love to use analogies, and one of them was when you're flying on an airplane, and they go through the pre-flight steps, and they're talking about the oxygen mask. In case of cabin pressure loss, the oxygen mask will drop down. Please apply your own mask before assisting others. I use this quite often when I'm talking to people. I always ask them, so why would they say this? And the person will answer, well, you have to have oxygen to be able to assist other people or you're going to pass out. And I say, exactly. So if you're not taking care of your own self and your own needs and you're trying to help other people, you're going to run out of air. You're going to run out of energy. You're going to run out of steam. So please understand that taking care of yourself is important. And when people call you selfish, I find this quite humorous. So if you don't want to do something for them, you're being selfish. Yes, I'm taking care of myself. That is not a bad thing. It's a great thing, and it will make you a stronger person. Some more tips that you need to remember, and maybe put on post-it notes. Don't be a doormat. Don't allow people to use you. If there is no energy exchange, then there's something wrong. So if you do something for someone and they don't do anything for you all the way down the road, then you know that they're only using your energy. Don't be a doormat. Learn to say no to others. It's not difficult. You can do this. For more information on setting boundaries, you can visit www.oprah.com/spirit/begin-to-set-personal-boundaries. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I enjoy every one of your comments, and it makes me feel so great that you do love them. If you want to find me, you can friend me on Medium Laura Evans on Facebook, and you can also join my personal development group called Free Psychic Development by searching groups on Facebook. I hope to see you next time. Thanks.